OMG. Welcome to the Nerdiverse, episode 3. I did it.
I gave you notes and everything, and you didn't even look at them.
I don't want to look at them.
Nice. They make me nervous.
That was great.
I know. No stuttering.
Rhyming and everything.
Did I rhyme?
OMG. Welcome to the Nerdiverse, episode 3.
Oh hey. Check that out.
I was spitting the hot rhymes. Oh, man. We got an exciting episode this week. We're going to be talking about Halo, the awesomeness that is Halo at the end of the show, and our love for it coming up on the 10-year anniversary. So if you are listening live, please hop into our chat room and we can talk, because we have one person talking a lot by himself, and I feel sorry for him.
Poor guy.
It's a friend of the show, Mr. Double. So, John, how was your week?
It was good. It was good. It was a lot less stressful than the past. But we're still planning on, you know, we still have a lot to do at the house to get it done before this weekend. And I'll be so happy when it's all done.
Cody's laughing for some reason.
I don't know.
He's losing it.
I thought you were screwing with John, who is Double.
Oh, yeah.
By saying, gee, we have a guest with us, John.
John, how was your week?
Without him being able to respond.
I thought we were
going to
make another
language
joke.
No. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm drinking coffee. Sorry. Cody.
Yes.
How's your week been? I know you've been busy doing shows.
My week's been good, but you told me not to talk about how busy I've been because it's a pity party, so I can't really talk about it.
I would never say that.
Oh, you did.
Oh, man. Cody, we have one of my friends has given you a new nickname, and I would like for it to stick on the show. Don Justice, and I can say Don Justice because it's not his real last name. I hope he's listening.
What's his real last name?
Don texted me. And he said,
"We're not using real last name."
He was talking about how he listened to the show, and he said, "I love the fact that your brother-in-law is a rookie nerd. It brings a great dynamic." So we're gonna call you Rookie.
I take slight offense to that, but I kind of like it.
No, because we love Don, but that's a great. And we'll call you Rookie now.
Rookie.
I'll take it.
We'll stick with Commander Kodo, but when it comes to nerd stuff, we'll take Rookie.
Rookie
sounds good.
Rookie's good.
I like it. You can't call me Rookie tonight though, because I have plenty of hours on Halo.
Oh, that's true. You're not a rookie when it comes to Halo.
I put in my community service time.
I mean, you
with
play
Halo.
Like a noob, but you put in the time.
Hey.
Sorry.
Wow.
Teabag. So, it's been a good week. I've been busy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Getting work done for people.
Yeah.
Freelance artist.
We know it's been busy because we've been waiting on our logos for a while.
Oh, man.
And you got back to us. Oh, wait, you put those in. Oh, I didn't even get hand
you
those
didn't
off.
Give them?
No, I didn't hand them off. I'm okay. A failure.
That's
but I'll
fine.
Give them to him tomorrow.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's go right into the news.
Yeah, go for it, John.
So in the news, I don't know if you guys heard, but The Rock has signed on for G.I. Joe. So this may actually be a good sequel.
I knew I smelled something.
Yeah. Smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah. You know, I didn't. I actually really disliked the first one.
Yeah.
Like, it was just terrible. I hated the graphics. I think the only thing I liked about it was the fact that Ray Park was Snake Eyes.
Okay.
Because I love Ray Park because he was Darth Maul. And
right.
Toad, but we're not going to bring up Toad because that's X-Men. Then.
No, I mean, you know, The Rock, he's to me, I don't know, I thought he had a rocky start for you know, him getting things going in his acting career. But after Fast Five, I mean, he played a big dude. A fighter. That's what he's been doing ever since he started wrestling.
Fast Five was amazing.
But, it was amazing. Absolutely.
I thought he brought a great dynamic, especially because I feel like he's the only person that could actually fight Diesel.
Yeah, it's bigger than Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he's bigger than Vin Diesel, but he could actually take him.
Right.
I think he could take him easily, but, you know, he didn't.
Right. Of course not. It's a movie about Toretto. So, Toretto.
I don't understand the kid movies.
What?
Him playing in the kid movies.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I don't really get that.
The fairy thing and stuff.
Here's how it goes. Hey, Rock, we'll give you $10 million for a movie. I'll do it. That's how it goes.
Well, you know.
Right, but you go from, like, the macho wrestler to, hey, I'm the daddy in this little kid movie.
But he's funny. Right? He was in a football movie where he was funny, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of actors and actresses are doing it, too. I mean, you look at Jessica Alba just did that whole... Spy Kids, the most recent one, she was in that. What was the point of that? I mean, she was, you know, she goes from all these other...
Same thing, just to sell out.
Exactly.
Try and make some more money.
Exactly. That or it's something to bring the dads into the movie.
That could be.
That's that's very, very true.
I mean,
and The Rock,
dad,
just to bring the creepy dads into the movie.
Or the mom.
The wrestlers. The wrestler fans.
Yeah, the wrestling fans. There you go.
Which would make a great dynamic in theater.
Off the top chair.
But the another thing I hated about the first G.I. Joe was, like, you got to the point where it's like, I'm just, okay, this is a terrible movie, but I'm not going to sit through it. And then you see the helmet that Cobra, the Cobra Commander. Mm-hmm. It's like he put on the skull from Indiana Jones and the like that in the yeah. alien nasty skull. It's like that's what he put on. I hate it. It was like, okay, fine. I love that because you just solidified that I hate this movie even more.
Right.
And I'm afraid to look at the chat room.
You guys have to keep glancing over. It's really funny.
No, yeah, it's
John's keeping up with us on the chat room.
Yes,
tonight.
He is. He if anybody comes in there and chats with him, I apologize for anything he might say in advance.
We have no affiliation with the guy who's in the chat room.
And we can't read it because we want to keep our non-explicit rating.
Oh, man. Yeah, we can't read that on the air.
So, also, I don't, you know, Cody, you're a rookie.
Uh-oh.
Rookie.
You've never played Halo. I mean, you've never played WoW, right?
I have watched people play WoW. I've never played it myself.
Yeah. And Danny, you used to play WoW, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't play it. I mean, I got to like level 71 or something.
Right.
I played it enough to get that far. I didn't get the chance to do the awesome, you know, 1,000-man raids, and I didn't get to do the pull of Leroy Jenkins at any
right.
point. So
yeah.
And I feel like I've missed out the awesomeness because of starting so late that it took me forever to get to the point where everybody else was at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got bored because I only played with double.
Right. Yeah. See, I mean, I came into the game later than you. I mean, I came in the middle of Wrath.
Oh, you came after me.
Oh, yeah. In the middle of Wrath is when I came in. But see, I was a little bit more dedicated to it and put more time in.
Yeah. And I wasn't against like grinding and stuff.
I mean,
I enjoyed the quests are cool. The epic size of Warcraft is amazing. I got burnt out trying to get to the top, to do the raids, to get my armor. I just got tired of it.
Yeah.
Were you big into it, Sean?
I was for a little while. I'm not as much as I was before. I mean, I was actually doing a lot of the raids and I was actually scheduling some time and stuff. But it was while my wife was working during the day. And now that she has a night job, instead of sitting around my house playing video games, I'd prefer to go out and spend some time with my friends.
Yeah.
So I've really lost that whole connection with any of the groups that are actually still playing.
Well,
but
that is going out and spending time with your friends.
Right.
Technically,
it's a whole
different
group.
Second Life. It
Second
is.
Life. What? You brought up Second Life.
Now
he is a noob.
Now being the rookie, I still have done the Second Life thing.
Have you?
I've gone around, made my character,
you know,
had some coffee in the coffee house in Second Life.
The thing's so creepy.
It's
I've never
very
done
strange.
It. Really?
Oh, it's so bad.
It.
Like
wow, I really hold on. Let me just bathe in this moment for
Go
a second.
Ahead. Oh yeah.
I have done something that's nerdy that Danny has not done. I don't know if that's
nerdy?
Ever happened.
Is it nerdy?
It's creepy.
Creating an alter ego inside the computer and walking
that.
Around.
I just haven't done
doing
Second
nothing.
Life.
There's no goal.
There is no goal. And
it's
the whole,
like
the
just
whole,
mingle.
Yeah, the whole plan of Second Life initially. Now we're going way off topic, but that's fine. the whole plan for Second Life was like to create this infrastructure where you can create. Basically, you can create objects and sell your objects for real cash. So like, what happened though was with anything with the internet, it turned into a porn fest. So like if. My buddy did it for school, right? So he was told that he needed to sign up for Second Life and a Twitter, and he doesn't do any of this stuff. So he signed up for it for this teacher, and then all of a sudden he's going around his teacher's little section, and he looks up in the sky, and he's like, well, let me see what's up here. So he flies all the way up, and it's like a sex house upstairs, and you click on stuff, and it makes your character do...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, like they created animations and sold the animations to people.
No way.
Yeah, it's so bad. So bad.
I mean, because you could have had sex in Fable, but it was kind of like silly.
No, I actually knew somebody who I played Halo with back in the day
yeah.
who created a relationship out of Second Life.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they ended up moving in together and stuff.
Are they still together?
No,
oh,
no,
yeah,
they're
that's
not
what happens.
Together.
Let's try that freaky thing we did in Second Life.
moving on,
no,
back to WoW.
So back
Go back
to
WoW.
So, yeah, I mean, so like I'm not as hardcore as I used to be, and what they've created, they're coming out with in 4.3 is they're coming out with, now they have the Dungeon Finder, right?
Wait, sorry, 4.3, is that post-Cataclysm?
That's
or is that Cataclysm?
Well, 4 is Cataclysm,
okay.
So we're 3 revisions in. Well, in Wrath, they came out with this thing called the Dungeon Finder. And so what you do is you queue up for a dungeon, and basically they will put you together in a group of 5 people so that you can go through a dungeon. You don't actually have to have friends on the game or have to like go through the chat trying to find somebody. But they now have the Raid Finder now that's coming out in 4.3, so anybody can be extremely casual about raiding and you know, I'm hoping there's gear checks in there and all that. But basically, they can sign up and say, I want to queue for a group for a raid, and as soon as there's 25 people that catch, you know, that basically queue up together and that are the right mesh, you know, they'll put them in a raid, and they're able to go off and do a raid. So you don't have to, like, put together 25 people anymore.
Interesting.
So it's going to be pretty cool. I'm kind of excited.
So then I should have stayed with it.
Yeah, I mean, you still can. I mean, you're not that far behind.
Uh-oh.
I know I'm a 71, but...
And Double says I can see that being a big problem, and I do too, but, you know, for the casuals going through, killing one or two bosses, I've done no raiding in Cataclysm, so... I mean, to be able to go in there and maybe see the first or second boss and some of the older, not the most recent content, but the content that's right behind it would be kind of fun. I mean,
did Cataclysm raise the cap?
For what?
Is it higher than 80?
It's 85 now.
It's 85?
Yeah, it's 85.
So basically, if I were to come in at a 1,
mm-hmm.
this whole raid system, would it still affect me?
No.
Not until I'm an 85?
Not until you're 85.
Okay, so I still don't want to do this.
The Dungeon Finder does, though. You could go in there and queue for a dungeon right now and be put together with four other people that are, you know, wanting to do these random dungeons at any.
So would grinding even matter anymore?
You can still go through and do quests, and it could be as quick or quicker to do the quests, but, you know, especially if you get a bad group. But if you're in a good group, I mean, stuff goes real quick.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's the one thing I loved about Warcraft, or WoW, excuse me. I keep saying Warcraft. Right. That's a different game.
Yes.
About World of Warcraft was just the vastness of the size of the game, and then the quests take you all over the place.
Right.
I loved it. I loved that about it. And I'm still a fan of it. I just don't want to pay for it.
No, and I understand that. I mean, it's expensive.
Because I don't think I have the time to devote to paying $15 a month for that game.
Yeah, let me chime in here since I'm the rookie nerd.
Bring it on.
How much time, Chon, do you think you spend on WoW
You. Can you look now?
Right now? All right, it's less than, I mean, it's probably 2 hours a week. I mean, I really don't get in there much.
Okay.
How much did I at one point? I was probably playing maybe 15 hours a week, 20 hours a week. But that's only like 3 hours a night.
That's not that bad. That's how much I play Halo right now.
15 to 20 hours a week?
It sounds like a lot, but look at 3 hours a day.
Yeah, it's just 3 hours a day. It flies by when you're playing a game.
Yeah.
And then you realize you're late on deadlines.
I mean, exactly.
No one from my work listens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but basically, you know, I mean, I'm kind of excited about that. So
that's awesome.
4.3 coming out.
I'm still a fan. I still will promote it. I have nothing against it. I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah.
I like to watch people play. I haven't seen Cataclysm in action.
It's great for 1 to 60 because they redid the entire world 1 to 60. Once you get to 60, you're going to be going out to Outlands where you're out of Outlands. You're in Northrend now.
Okay.
But once you go to Outlands, you know, it's old content and it's slow. I mean, when you go 1 to 60, it flies. You're just like, wow, I'm already to 60. How did this happen? And then you go to 60 to 70 and 70 to 80, it becomes real grindy again because they haven't revamped those zones yet. And then 80 to 85 I feel that it went quicker than the 80 to the 70 to 80.
Interesting.
So, I mean, plus it was new stuff, so. But.
Nice.
Yeah, so moving on.
Let's move on.
So you guys, we were talking last week about iPhones, and we all have iPhones.
iPhone users, we drink the Kool-Aid.
Rumor out has it, the iPhone 5 is expected to come out, or expected to take pre-orders October 7th.
Man.
No, I'm sorry, I'm reading that backwards. It's expected to take pre-orders on September 30th and be shipping on October 7th.
So what do you know about it so far, John?
I
know they've kept a lot of it hidden, but...
The only thing I'm expecting, and we were talking about this during the pre-show, is the LTE stuff. I mean, I'm expecting this to be 4G capable to be able to run the LTE speeds. There's been equipment being installed in the Apple stores that basically is the LTE equipment. So that looks like they're going to be having some sort of LTE on some sort of device, and we're all assuming it's going to be the iPhone 4S.
Do you think that if it's doing the LTE stuff, is it going to come out on AT&T?
It's going to come out on AT&T.
For sure.
Yeah, it's still going to come out on AT&T. The new device, basically, you know, it may be dual core. We don't know. Because, you know, the iPad 2 is dual core. That's how they do things, is they continue on forward. It's going to have the LTE network. They're talking, like I said last week, it could be on Sprint because Sprint just revamped all their network to include LTE. So Sprint's probably going to get this iPhone as well.
That's interesting.
Yep.
So let's talk about 4G for a minute.
Okay.
What, I mean, I know in theory what it is, but it's just the fourth generation of wireless, right? That's all it really means.
Well, it used to be a certain spec, but it's all been changed recently. It's all about speed. If your network can reach this speed, you can be underneath the 4G, you know, logo now. Initially, it had to be certain devices and certain network, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, it had to be certain bandwidths or whatever, or okay. Types of data or types of airwaves going across. You
so
know?
It's basically just speed now.
It's just
so
speed
as long as there's a regulation on a certain amount. I pulled it up here. Let me see. Peak download is 1 gigabit per second. Peak upload is 500 megabits per second.
And that's peak. And you're rarely going to see that unless you're sitting
That's the
in
thing.
The perfect tower.
Yeah. I can't find the lowest amount of speed that you can have. So it seems like it could be cool, but at the same time, you may pay all this money, get a 4G phone, and then, it's barely faster than my 3G.
Yeah, well, some of the thing is, though, is it's not just about speed. The new device is going to have, you know, the newest technologies
processor.
In it. It's going to have the faster processor. It's going to have more, you
but
know.
It hasn't been that long since the 4.
It's not.
It's been a year.
It's not. But the thing about the LTE now, if it includes an LTE chip in it, you're going to be able to use all these additional towers. So, like, Sprint network may suck, but they could share towers with Verizon, and then you might actually have
very true.
You might actually have a better speed.
Here's the thing, though. Like, what people forget, but, like, with Android or with Android phones, not specifically, but I'm using it as, like, the other side. Like, they come out with a new Android phone that is like the top of the line.
Right.
Not monthly, but they come out regularly.
Oh, yeah.
So to say like it's been a year since the iPhone 4 is like...
Yeah, but you're talking about one developer. You're talking about Apple specifically
taking
their 4 and figuring out ways to transform it into new ways.
But that's the thing. Like they have to because new Android phones are coming out so regularly that almost trump the iPhone at this point. Like...
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like the thought of it coming out a year later, it doesn't surprise me, and I kind of want it. Like, I'd rather have a new iPhone to come out with different specs, like every 3 months.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I
know that's nuts, but I'm like even if it's just slightly upgraded or this is a little faster, I mean, I'm sure they're gonna catch a lot of crap for it.
See, I feel differently
like, just trying
about
to make money
because I feel like Apple, whenever they come out with something new, it's this huge deal.
Oh, and it is.
Well, I mean,
if they start coming out with updates that's like, hey, now we have one more megapixel in our camera and it's a little thinner.
Right.
Well, really? Did you really wait a year to come out with something like that?
Well, they don't I'm not saying like they have to have like a conference for the next little upgrade.
Yeah.
But like for the big ones, like if it goes from 4 to 5, then that's fine. But if they did like they did with a 3GS or if they did like a 4S, like... an extra like upgrade between the 4 and the 5 is nice.
Yeah.
And that's what I would expect.
And that's what you're getting. I mean,
right.
The whole thing is like if I'm not mistaken, the time between the first one and the maybe it's always been 1 year, but the 1 year spectrum has always been a 1 year spectrum. This
right.
is the first time they've gone any further. We should have gotten a phone in July, but they held off and it's now in September.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean,
but
they're giving us our 1 year.
I know what you're saying. What I'm asking for is 6 months.
Right. But, like, for instance,
Steve.
My sister-in-law has the Evo. The, you know,
right.
Oh, this is the flagship. This is the phone
mean,
of all
you
phones.
Mean the miniature
iPhone killer.
iPhone killer.
You mean the miniature TV that you put in your pocket?
Yeah, the plasma television you carry around? Yeah.
It's just smaller than an iPad.
But she was complaining the other day. She's like, you know, I've been through 3 different batteries, and the batteries just don't last. And that's, to me, I'm going, well, that's why it takes so long for an Apple product to come out because they do all this development stuff. And yeah, they're going to squeeze as much as they can in, but in, you know, they're going to do it to their benefit versus, you know, hey, we have the new HDMI output. We have this big, you know, the biggest screen. We have all this stuff, but don't worry about that battery. Don't look behind
right.
the curtain on the battery. Whereas Apple says, you know, hey, battery is important. We're going to increase the battery. And they have since the 3.
Oh, the battery life is amazing.
It got bigger on the 3GS, and then it's even bigger on the 4. So it's just a little bit, you know, they go forward versus going backwards on one thing to go forward on others.
I worked with a guy this last week that had an Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there having lunch, and he takes out this little pack that looks like it was holding a digital camera or something, and he plugs his phone into it. Like, what are you doing? He said, oh, man, this thing is awesome. It starts trying to explain to me how he loves this charger, right? So he buys this nice, expensive Android phone, and then he has something that's bigger than his phone in a bag, and he says it charges his phone for up to 10 hours. It's great.
Nice.
It's great. He said he paid $80 for this thing that charges his phone for an extra 10 hours.
Well, no, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I love the battery life, but I actually have a battery case on my iPhone that has the toggle switch that charges my phone back.
Yeah.
And I got it because I'm forgetful.
It's very slim, though. It's not
very bulky. Yeah, you can't tell that I actually have the battery case on. I mean, you could tell it's a good size case, but I got it because at the end of the day, I'd realize I'm done working. I've been using my phone all day. It's at 20%.
Right.
So I'm going to go play Halo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sitting away from anywhere to be plugged in. Well, I guess I could plug in, but you know what I mean? Like,
you could get a portable battery
and
charger
phone,
for $80.
Right.
Plug it in right there with you.
Well, then and so I got this, and then what it does is usually when it gets down to like 20, or just at the end of the night, I'll just turn on the battery, charges it right back up.
Okay.
And I love this thing. It's got the LEDs on the back that show me like how much the battery life of the case is left.
Gotcha.
And then it goes
like on the bottom of the Apple.
Right, exactly. Right. So, yeah. So, I mean, I didn't get it because the battery's bad. It's just because I'm a forgetful person.
Right, gotcha. Gotcha.
But anyway, I guess the thing is that I just saw a thing that they're really going to announce an iPad 3 like this fall to be out by Christmas.
See, I haven't heard see that.
And then, so the problem was the 2 came out. When did 2 come out this year?
The iPad 2 came out, it was like sometime in February.
Right, it was spring.
Yeah.
Right after winter.
Yeah, it was spring.
And so they were already going to have an iPad 3 out same year as the iPad 2.
Hmm.
So the only problem was it's going to have Retina, or does the 2 have Retina?
The 2 does not have Retina.
It was going to have Retina. They couldn't make the screens fast enough.
Hmm.
So they were having a problem with making it that big and that fast.
Right.
And literally it was like 3 developers trying to get it done, but they couldn't. So it's being pushed back literally to like next summer now because of it.
Ooh.
So when I'm thinking, like, if they're going to put an iPad that fast, which I know they're selling like ridiculous hotcakes right now.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't my phone come out that fast? And it's not that I'm going to go from 4 to 5.
Right.
I'll wait for 6.
But see, I think it's a fluke. I mean, I don't think they're going to continually release iPads every 9 months.
No, I don't think they will either. I think they, not that they kicked themselves. I think that from after 1, they really wanted that Retina.
Right.
But they couldn't wait long enough because obviously it would have been way too long to put 2 out next summer.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to get 2 out. So they just, you know, made it a little better.
I could see that.
But now they have the Retina technology. They tried to push it out again this year. So, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, when the iPad 2 came out, from what I understand, the technology wasn't even there to make a Retina display
that big. Yeah.
So
I can't wait to see it that big, though.
Yeah, it'd be pretty nice.
The Retina display on my iPhone is just flawless. I love it.
Now, I mean, I won a 7-inch tablet.
Nice.
But
what brand?
It was a
Galaxy.
Yeah, Galaxy Tab.
Right.
And I tell you what, that size, I really like that size. Yeah. I mean, I was
7-inch. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a 7-inch. Yeah.
He likes a 7-inch.
Yeah, it's nice and it's big enough to where I can throw it in my back pocket, but it's small. Back that up. It's small enough where I can throw it in my back pocket, but it's big enough to where it's completely usable. And unlike an iPhone, where I get on the iPhone and I'm like, oh, this thing's tiny, you know, compared to the iPad.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd love to see Apple come out with something like a 7-inch.
How big is the Evo?
The Evo's
a 4-inch. It's a 4-inch screen.
6.
It feels so much bigger than that. Okay. Yeah,
I can't go from top to bottom with my thumb, and that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
Because
No, I wasn't laughing about that. I was.
Anyway, but so I don't enjoy it. It's not like I have my iPad, I have my iPhone. I don't need a sized Evo.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, please.
One last thing I have.
Don't. Here we go.
It just cracked me up, and everybody has to know this. Abercrombie and Fitch.
Abercrombie.
I'm sorry.
You
spelled
it wrong.
Abercrombie.
The place with the half nude models standing out in the mall.
Mm. I am too large to wear their clothes, so I don't even bother. So they are going to pay the cast of Jersey Shore not to wear their clothes.
I love it.
It's so amazing. Like, you guys suck so bad that we don't even want you in our clothes. It's just amazing.
I didn't realize they were. I don't see. I don't watch the show. I mean, I've been told to watch it, and I'm not going to because I prefer not to. But I thought they only were Affliction.
I don't know. I only have seen it when I was at people's houses. And the thing is, I don't know the clothing line enough to know that it's Abercrombie.
Those abs.
Abercrombie.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know what that stands for.
Double says GLT. I think that's...
Don't know what that means.
Grease, lettuce, and tomato.
Oh, that sounds disgusting. What's GTL now?
So confused.
He's throwing out all these acronyms now.
Anyway, so I recently... Switching gears because I don't want to talk about Jersey Shore.
Yeah, neither do I. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, that is amazing that they're getting paid.
You guys,
someone
suck.
Should pay Abercrombie to make their clothes better.
The thing said it was a substantial amount of money to wear their clothes.
It's probably going
to
have to be because they would probably be like, "That's not enough money," and now we're going to wear it every episode.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I recently just going to plug the website real quick at nerdiverse.com. The Nerdiverse, excuse me. I wrote my little article about the movies this summer. If you want to check it out, my opinions on why they were awesome and what I thought that sucked. I go through Thor, Captain America, X-Men, and Green Lantern, just the superhero movies. I know Cowboys and Aliens is based off a graphic novel, but I haven't seen it, and I don't want to see it, so I don't know why.
You must know if you go look at that, though, that Rogue is probably one of the pickiest movie viewers I've ever talked to in my life.
Yeah, I am picky.
I'm picky
when it comes to superheroes, too. Yeah. Big time. So, yeah. But I did like... The thing is, between the four movies, they're all good movies. Mm-hmm. They have to be seen, and you guys have missed out. I know you guys haven't seen them.
Have not seen
them. Gosh.
I am failing as a nerd.
I feel like I'm just like ruining it for you right now.
No,
Captain America flies the plane.
Okay, blah. Wow. My headphones.
Well, then you don't even know the origin.
Okay, so anyways. Okay.
Anyway, check it out. I wrote it. Write me some feedback. Tell me I'm an idiot. I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with me, but it's all good. It's all good in the hood.
Yeah.
Speaking of hood, 21 Jump Street.
Speaking of hood.
Cody, what you got in the
segment?
News?
21 Jump Street. They're making a movie. And I should know this dude's name. The guy, the bigger guy, hilarious dude from...
John Candy?
Get Him to the Greek.
Is he still alive?
Get Him to the Greek. Oh,
and Superbad.
Stop.
He's not skinny anymore.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's not big anymore.
He's
is
lost
he not?
A crap ton
no,
of weight.
No, he's tiny.
Oh, really?
He was just in I saw a trailer for what he was in. He was
the
like
babysitter movie.
Yeah, with the, yeah.
Super. No. He's still big in that.
Right.
He
yeah.
did the like pre thing for it. Is
exactly.
that what you watched?
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like ridiculously skinny.
Yeah. So
what is his name?
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh,
I don't know
gosh,
why I can't remember.
You're going to say it. I'm going to be mad.
So
it's not Michael Cera. It's the other guy.
Seth?
Yeah.
No, it's not Seth Rogen.
No, not Seth Rogen.
Hurry
up.
Oh, time's a ticking.
Johnny Depp? No, not Johnny
oh, my
Depp.
Gosh. Did you just say Johnny Depp?
I'm looking at...
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah. He's really skinny. What
yeah,
happened?
Seriously. He's lost weight.
Oh, my gosh.
He took out his stomach.
Did he really have a stomach staple or whatever?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But he had I don't know. It might have been drastic.
Allegedly. He took out his stomach. We don't want to be sued by you.
So, Jonah Hill, why'd you bring him up?
It's not about him. I'm just saying he was in it.
In
21 Jump Street, the movie.
It's a movie.
Yes.
They're bringing back a TV show.
Negative.
Okay.
They're bringing a movie back.
So, he's in it.
He's, I guess, one of the main characters in the movie.
He's the heartthrob?
Yes. And it comes out next year. March 16th is the projected date. But the only reason I really care about it is because...
Man crush.
Johnny Depp. Yep. fell in love with Johnny Depp in the Pirates movies and went back and watched everything he ever made. And
I fell in love with Johnny Depp with Blow.
Oh, my gosh. Such a good movie. But anyways, they're coming out with a movie.
Don't shake your head.
Jump Street.
Have you seen Blow?
Your
mind is in the gutter.
No.
You've not seen
I'm
Blow.
Just saying all these man crushes are kind of creeping
out.
Oh,
gosh.
Watch Blow. You'll understand.
Oh, that's true. Blow's a good movie.
All right.
Yes.
Moving on.
So they're coming out with a movie. It's getting all kinds of hate, but the only reason I care is because Johnny Depp is supposedly going to make a cameo in it. So we'll see if that happens or not.
Quick look at the chat room. John called me an idiot because Cowboys and Aliens, he says, was great. I'm not saying that I think it's an idiot.
Tell John that he's an idiot because he spelled your wrong.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Dang.
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Picking up my spelling, you picking up his spelling. You got the English pleat in there.
That's right.
It's not that I think Cowboys and looks bad. I'm just not flocking to the theater for it. Oh, I guess I'm reading it out of order. You said that to say... Oh.
Okay, anyway.
He's calling someone an idiot.
So anyways, what else,
anyway,
what else you got for us,
I'll
Cody?
See Cowboys and Aliens. Not in the theater, though. I don't think I have time.
I wanted to talk about the Conan O'Brien superhero real quick. I don't know how many of you guys have seen it, but...
Only because you...
Flaming Sea. I was talking to some animators about it this past week, and I watched it, and it's pretty funny. Conan O'Brien sat down and had someone sketch out...
No. Cody, not just someone. Gosh.
What's his name?
Bruce Timm.
Bruce Timm.
Legendary.
Legendary Bruce Timm.
The rookie.
And Bruce Timm sketched out his superhero, and it was really funny. They, I guess for one episode of one of the comics, or one of the cartoons, they added him to the Justice League, and he flew in with his flaming oven mitt and his highlight hand, his highlight glove in the other hand. Fighting crime. It was really funny. So
that's good. No,
you haven't seen it.
I'm not a fan of Conan, though. Man, we don't have to talk about that. I just think he's such a crybaby.
Well, the only thing that made me want to bring it up with you guys
is the superhero part.
Yeah, the superhero part, like adding him to the Justice League for this one episode.
That's cool.
Is that some kind of...
So was it actually aired, that episode, or was it just like a segment that they were like animated for?
He said on his show, on the clip that I watched, that I guess they told him to watch on a certain day, and so it was aired.
Nice.
Apparently.
No, it doesn't bother me. It's not in the comics. It's the cartoons.
Yeah. So there's no, like,
we're not
loyalty to the actual cartoon, just the comics?
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
What's the difference?
It's in print.
Same storyline, right?
No.
No?
No.
Not at all.
Sometimes they have the, like, you know, the concept of the characters and some of the villains they fight will kind of align with the comics, but a lot of times the animation or the story of the animations kind of have their own little thing.
So if they were to add the Flaming Sea into one of the comics,
He might quit it like he did Spider-Man.
Yeah, I would quit it. Because I don't like Conan. Spider-Man. I think he's a baby. So that whole thing. I mean, I'm a Jay Leno fan, only because of a few things Jay does. I collect awesome cars.
That's what I was going to say. Only because of his car collection?
Yeah, basically. And he seems like a genuinely nice person. Conan just seems like I don't know. Anyway, I don't know him, so I'm not going to make that judgment because I don't know him.
All right.
Obviously. So, I am ready. Let's do this.
I'm ready.
Oh. I get the chills.
Brings me back to the good old days.
Yeah, 2001.
I don't know how many times we sat there refilling our drinks
and this
chatting, and this is just playing in the background.
Endless bags of Doritos Cool Ranch.
Oh, man.
Four TVs.
That's
just blaring this. Man.
This is epic.
Four TVs all upstairs, downstairs.
And according to Double, I'd like to take this time to recognize our sponsor, Mountain Dew Throwback. Mountain Dew Throwback now in stores again.
Throwback wasn't even around back then.
No, it wasn't.
Surge was still surging.
LimeWire
and Code Red.
Oh, LimeWire.
Yeah.
LimeWire.
You don't remember LimeWire? It was like the orange Mountain Dew. That was what got me back into soda.
Okay.
After I quit soda.
I forgot what it was called.
I quit all drinks for like a year and a half. I was only drinking water. And then I was like, oh, let me try this little Mountain Dew throwback.
One sip
we
of
are,
Surge.
Yeah, we're about to seriously geek out on this because we're all Halo fans. Halo, obviously, it came out in 2001, right when I graduated high school. It was a launch game for the original Xbox. And it was a game changer. I didn't know about it. I was a gamer, sort of. I played whatever John had, McCarthy.
Double
I mean, I had my N64. Then John got the Dreamcast. And was Dreamcast pre-Xbox?
Dreamcast was pre-Xbox.
Yeah, because you could still burn like every game. And
John had the most amount of games
he had
I think
that
I've
right
ever
there.
Seen.
He had those stacks.
He had multiple spindles.
I'm pretty sure he had every game, actually.
Yeah.
Ever made.
We
can bleep it.
It out, I guess.
You're the only one listening.
Whatever.
So, And then he got the Xbox first, and it came with Halo, and he was telling about this new game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, eh, it sounds cool. I'll play it. And since then, it's my favorite game ever created.
Yeah, it has to be.
It was definitely a game changer.
I mean, the first person aspect was not, I mean, obviously it's not original with Halo, because, you know, GoldenEye.
Right.
GoldenEye set the bar, and then Halo.
You never could get the controls on that.
Oh, I don't want to talk to you about that.
They're re-releasing that, by the way. But
yeah,
ahead.
I don't want to talk about that either.
It's not BioWare. Who made it? It wasn't BioWare. It was Rare.
Yeah.
Rare still owns the rights to it, so they can't make it exactly the same, but they're tweaking a few things. And
I don't remember
saying
Johnson's. And so he's calling. So anyway, so.
Caller, you're on the air.
You need to turn that down, John.
Turn your radio down.
you're going to echo us.
Hello,
John. Oh, I know you're there.
I was listening to something else.
Oh, wow.
A better podcast out there?
Yeah, there's not one. So, John and that was when I still, we hung out. One of my friends, Jason, he invited me over. We did a LAN party. We had the four Xboxes hooked up. I honestly, this is literally the first time I played, and I can remember it very vividly. So, we were playing. We had four Xboxes. We had more than 16 people there.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had teams, and we had to switch out as you died. And so, we rotated while we played 8-on-8, and we were playing Gulch. We literally played one Capture the Flag game from midnight to 6 a.m.
Wow.
And it was epic. And we all crashed and we slept at the same house. But, I mean, I'll never forget it because it was so perfect. It was the best intro to this game. And so, I mean, you just literally just dove right into the greatness of the multiplayer. The multiplayer is what was legendary about it.
Well, it was the first console that actually got... It was the first console that got FPS shooters.
Right.
The controls just right. I mean, you just didn't feel... Like, you know, coming from a mouse and a keyboard, it was so much better. But then you went to this, and you're like, well, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
You know, like
I
said...
I think GoldenEye was good as well.
It was good, but,
GoldenEye.
It wasn't as intuitive. Like, I had a hard time going to GoldenEye. Whereas this one, I just picked it up, and it just felt right.
When I think about it, I think GoldenEye might have been my first first-person shooter. So I think that was my intro, and then I got it.
Right.
So that's why I got GoldenEye so well.
Halo was why I got an Xbox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had Nintendo, and I hadn't upgraded since Super Nintendo.
Wow.
And
a PlayStation.
I did get a PlayStation.
Yeah, you had
that's
PlayStation.
Right. The only thing I owned for it was Need for Speeds, though.
Oh man, Need for Speed. Epic.
Yep. It was. I think it was the first game that we ever played. At least there are probably others out there that. Like, really built the camaraderie among everyone. You get together and really make a party of it instead of just sitting at your own house by yourself.
This was pre-Xbox Live, so you had friends over.
Mm-hmm.
You plugged the Xbox together. I mean, until someone, I don't know if they hacked it, but they created the Xbox Kinect.
Yeah, they did the XP Kinect, and that's the only way we were ever to. Even on the console itself, there was no way to actually do except over System Link, which in the Xbox Kinect or the Xbox Kai or XB Kai, they were the only ones that actually tunneled that traffic across the internet to somebody else. So, I mean, it was laggy, but it was work. It was like we were amazed because...
Don't rush it, don't rush it.
We were able to play this game that was only made to play locally across the internet.
Yeah.
And now we're all playing at our own house. It was just amazing.
Yeah, sure.
Can you remember the frustration of being in the game and then all of a sudden you jump in the air or something and you're frozen? And then it comes back, and you're dead, laying on the ground.
I don't remember being frozen in the air.
No?
Mm-mm.
The freaking hackers who get in and...
Oh, you mean in the actual Xbox Kinect?
Yeah, I'm talking about in the online.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Right.
It just lags out, and then you're dead whenever you come back.
The standby.
Yeah.
Oh, the standby.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Halo's been through a lot. We've gotten three... For the trilogy, we got three games, Halo 1, 2, and 3.
And it's now 10 years old.
Yeah, 10 years old, and they're redoing it... this fall.
They're making a Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition.
Yeah. I'm very excited. We'll talk about something in a few minutes here. I know John's about to bust at the seams.
I was all excited.
I want to talk to McCarthy real quick.
Excited.
McCarthy, are you there? I'm using your last name and I'm sorry, but it's okay. We have five listeners.
We'll dub it in with like a girl's voice going, John!
Yeah.
John!
Tell me about the first time you played Halo.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man. I love putting you on the spot. I'm just putting you on the spot, bro.
The main first things I remember about playing Halo were going over to Hunchuck's house.
Mm, use the last
and,
name.
Just playing all night, pretty much every Friday.
Yeah.
Like every single Friday in high school, we would go over there and just play Halo all night, and that was the best thing about Halo.
Yeah.
No one ever wanted to play when Rogue and Double were on the same team.
That's us.
Because they always would sit there and like strategize, and everyone else would just run out and start shooting people. But they would have a serious strategy behind what
they
were doing.
It wasn't even the strategy. They were just really good with the sniper rifle.
Yeah, we didn't joke around.
Hide in the corners.
I wasn't going to compliment them that much.
Protect each other with the sniper rifles. Exactly. Do work.
You have to give us props.
Oh, I
shut your dog up.
I hated playing against Danny and John. The sniper rifles were insane.
I was one of the people that memorized that one map. With the teleports, I had those.
Chiron.
You guys had talked about it last week.
Yep.
With the red teleporters, yeah. We owned people, and the great thing about, you know, one of the best things about Halo was the non-destructible vehicles.
Yeah.
So I loved having a rocket launcher, shooting behind you with the Warthog, and just launching your Warthog halfway across a Bludge Gulch.
Yep.
Ah, so good. So good and good times. Yeah, so yeah, John and I owned it when we had sniper rifles and the pistol. The pistol was so powerful.
Three shots to the head and you're done.
Yep. Bam.
You kill anything. Three shots to the head.
Yeah.
Overpowered pistol.
The key is you have to hit the head all three times.
Yeah.
You have a hard trouble with it?
I had a lot of trouble with
that. You can't hit the head three times. It's kind of small. They have a helmet on. You can see it.
I know. You can see it. Yeah. Can you stay focused and aimed on it for three shots in a row?
I think you can focus on the head.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole thing.
I have a hard time is focusing on the head.
That's why the gun has been balanced now, because it's called the God Gun, because it's like three shots to the head and you're dead. So.
Well, I don't know. I think three pistol shots to the head, you should die.
Well, this is true, but one shot from a sniper rifle, you should be, you know, dead in the chest too.
Yeah, it is like a 50 cal.
So.
Anyway, so we have the 10th anniversary coming out this fall. Mm-hmm. They are redoing the multiplayer maps. I don't know about the campaign.
Well, here's the deal. They're re-releasing Halo 4, or they're releasing Halo 4 in winter 2012.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Halo Combat
347 Studios. It's not Bungie anymore.
Right. 347? Is that right? No, it's
343.
Might be 343.
I don't know. It's not Bungie, so it might suck.
Yeah, it's so they're doing that. Supposed to be this whole new storyline based around Master Chief. And then they're going back and they're re-releasing the Halo Combat Evolved, the first game that was ever released. They're doing it with the Reach engine. And one of the cool things they're doing is they've reskinned everything from the single-player game. So, like, you can basically do every single thing you did in the old game. They're using the old physics in the single-player. So you can actually... It's exactly like playing the old game. What's really cool is one of the things they showed is, like, with a single button click or press on your controller, you can switch back and forth between the new scene and the old scene.
What?
So, like, you can be playing and you'd be like, click, and you're looking at the old Halo, and then click, and you're looking at the new Halo.
That's amazing.
No way.
Absolutely.
So you can be playing the brand new skinned Blood Gulch, flip, and be back into original.
You can be playing the brand new,
wow.
What's some of the single player levels?
Like Pillar of Autumn.
You could be playing Pillar of Autumn, switch back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, so not multiplayer.
Hang on, we're getting there.
Oh gosh, you look distressed.
So.
Okay, so you can flip back and forth through Pillar. So you can play campaign.
Campaign, old physics, old everything.
Multiplayer
campaign. Exactly, multiplayer campaign.
Co-op
over
oh,
Halo.
Man.
Co-op over the internet.
Man, it's
great
so exciting.
Idea. This
Here
is exactly
go.
The opposite of what I wanted, though.
Cut the music. Let's make it quiet. Go.
So, I've been saying for years, if Halo would just take the multiplayer maps and put them in a game and let me play them over Xbox Live, I would pay $60 for that.
Right.
Your peas are popping.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to move my thing here. But that's not what they're doing. They are taking all the old maps. Uh-oh. I'm messing with my microphone. They're taking all the old maps and they're reskinning them for Reach, and they will be playable in the reachable in the Reach engine. The game will have multiplayer, but it's playable on the Reach system. And when you purchase the game, it will include a download code to download them into your old Reach. So basically, it's the old maps, but they're just old maps for Reach.
What?
Yeah, it's not the old system. So you're not gonna have the god. You're not gonna have the god pistol.
Right.
You're not gonna have all the old weapons. You're not gonna have the old physics. You're gonna have the jetpacks. You're gonna have the perks. You know, it's the exact opposite of what I wanted.
Hmm. Here's the thing. I don't mind that. Here's why. Because you can play Halo right now. The original.
But I can't play it on the internet.
You can't. The arcade is not. You can't play multiplayer?
No. You cannot play multiplayer with the
arcade. So what you are wanting is a reskinned Combat Evolved.
I didn't even care if it was reskinned. I said take the old one exactly as it is, Combat Evolved, and put it on on live.
You just want.
I was willing to pay $60 for that. But they did the exact opposite. They took the campaign, which you're only going to play through once, twice, maybe, you know, 10 times if you're hardcore.
Right.
And they're going to add hidden things in there. Hardcore? Like if you're not hardcore, you may play it once. You may not even play all the way through it, Cody. And
rookie.
Ouch.
So, just kidding. But yeah, I mean, it was exactly the opposite of what I've been asking for all these years.
Oh, man, you didn't ask enough.
I know. Here's the thing. I didn't ask anybody. I was asking, you know, saying it out loud.
I can understand that from a nostalgic standpoint. To want to play the greatness that was Halo multiplayer on live.
Right.
I understand that. What I don't know. I think they've come so far with Reach that I want to play original Blood Gulch with the new engine.
But it's not going to feel like the original Blood Gulch because you're going to have all these perks. You're going to have people flying up to the spots where you're sniping, where you used to not be able to, you know, you could barely get to.
Not me and John.
But they're gonna be able to fly up there now with their jetpacks and take you out.
Yeah, but we'll see you.
Two coming. I don't know. I mean, there's just
just changes it up to where you have to be more creative and find different ways. I mean,
I understand
what you're saying.
I mean,
I really do get why you're frustrated. I really do,
right.
And I feel for you.
Here's the other thing.
Oh no.
You would think if they're releasing this, we would get all 13, 14 maps.
Which ones are we missing?
We're getting seven.
Seven? We're getting half of the original maps in the anniversary edition.
Correct.
So it's going to be DLC. They're going to make us pay more money for it in the future.
Potentially.
That's what's going to happen.
But I don't know.
Prediction.
They're saying it's the seven most popular maps that were released.
Have they announced those?
The only ones that I've seen are Derelict and Battle Creek.
Well, okay. Man.
I'm sure Blood Gulch is going to be there because that's the most popular.
It has to be there.
So anyways, I talked to these guys earlier, and I said, hey, look at the old maps because, you know, we haven't played in so long. And I was looking through the maps, and I was going, wow. I couldn't believe how much we actually played back in the day.
we played a lot.
I was looking at stuff, and I was like, oh, I thought that was in Halo 2, and I thought that was in Halo 3, but they're all in Halo 1.
Right.
You know.
The great maps.
Out of the maps...
You can cut the music back on.
Yeah. Out of the maps out there, if you had to choose seven...
Oh, no.
What would you choose?
Ah, that's terrible. Okay, here we go. Battle Creek, Sidewinder, Blood Gulch, Prisoner, Hang 'em High, Longest, and Rat Race.
And would you be happy with just that?
No. I want them all.
Exactly. I mean,
but those are the seven that I could play and I would be fine with.
Right.
I'd be fine with just those seven.
Turn your Twitter off. I heard that.
Yeah.
We're live on the air.
For sure. Those are the seven I could do. What about you?
Name them again. Name your seven.
Battle Creek, Sidewinder, Rat Race, Prisoner, Hang 'em High, Blood Gulch, and Longest. Those are the ones I would do.
But see, now you're missing Damnation, which is one they're giving us. That's the one where there was the open area in the bottom where you could fall all the way to the bottom. We always used to kill ourselves with the skull down there so that nobody could get to it.
That's true. Oh, I forgot Damnation. Okay, scratch that. Nope, just don't scratch that.
See? And crap. It's tough.
Man.
I mean, I would definitely have Battle Creek.
Okay, we can agree. Oh, yeah, Battle Creek, there was some major epic gameplay on that
one. I would have to say Damnation.
Okay.
I really enjoyed Sidewinder, but I don't know if I could put it in my list. I mean, it was really unbalanced.
Sidewinder was not unbalanced.
I mean, remember,
It was a big U.
It was a big U, but it wasn't exactly the same. Some people had
I think one.
Go ahead.
One side had more of an advantage.
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
Yeah, because one had that tunnel.
Which side?
the red
no.
side.
Okay, fine.
I mean,
if you're
side,
looking at
know.
The U. Like this.
I don't remember. It's been too many years.
Okay, sorry.
So, I mean...
How the bases were, though. A lot of them were different.
They both had a teleporter out to the cliff. They both had a way up through the middle mountain.
But it wasn't... The way the bases were set up, I think it was further for one person to run up to the ramp, if you wanted to use the ramp on the side to get to the little pathway up top. So, like, they had to run further to get there. I think the tunnels were different.
Oh.
They were exactly the same. The tunnels were the same.
Yeah. Then sound effects. Yes.
I don't know.
Do you disagree, John?
I haven't seen
McCarthy?
This many. Oh.
I'm going to call you double, sorry. Do you disagree, double?
About what?
About it being balanced? Unbalanced?
I think it was a little unbalanced. I mean, for one side... I don't remember which exactly, but I agree with Sean. It was, I mean, it wasn't really big, but there was definitely the one side that I like starting on better.
I can't picture a side that I would have chose to start on better because you have the two bases, both on the side. You had a teleporter to the outside ledge, and then it had a second teleporter to put you on the other side of the map on the other team's side. And then
but didn't one have an upstairs and a downstairs, and the other one... Have a downstairs?
Where? Through the first teleporter?
No, he's saying the actual bases.
Base.
Both bases were two-story.
Were they?
I'm thinking of Avalanche when they redid it. So I can't remember the actual, unless they, did they really change it that much?
I don't know. We'd have to go back and look.
I'm thinking. Sorry. You may be right with the two-story base. That might be what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I can't picture it. Sorry.
So
sorry, people.
I would say for sure.
Fine,
you know,
fine.
Battle Creek, Damnation.
No, here's why I liked Avalanche. I liked the size of it. And
it was
the,
big. Yeah, it was the only big map
right.
other than Blood Gulch.
It was the biggest non, you know, fort match.
Right. I got you. Yeah.
So you said Battle Creek, Damnation.
Yeah. I definitely have to have Prisoner. That was the one with all the like the four stories and the little bridges that went across with the sniper towers. In the
that
corner.
Was the epic rocket launcher map.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, Hang 'em High was always great. You can never get rid of Hang 'em High.
Pistol match.
That was the one with the tombstones.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Tombstones.
Blood Gulch, and then Longest with the hall, the two hallways.
Longest.
And then I mean, it would come back to like. I mean, there's too many of these maps that I really like.
All these maps are epic. That's the thing.
The
boarding action.
Zanzibar
was two.
Yeah, that was
Halo
two.
But I know what you're saying.
We're talking about Halo 1.
Yeah, just Halo 1.
Yeah, we're just talking about what they're bringing back.
I mean, but you had Wizard, which was the human circular one.
Whoa, oh. Dexter.
and we also had Chill Out, which was the one with the fog on the ground where you had to run around and like it was like there was like the little cliff area where you had the rocket launcher up there and not really a cliff because it was all indoors, but man, it was just
Chill Out made it in every Halo.
Yeah, they made a remake definitely of Chill Out.
Yeah,
but and then even Chiron, I'd like to go back and try it again.
The teleporter level was just quite ridiculous.
But
okay, Cody, can you do this?
I can't do this.
You can't do seven.
I don't have seven.
Well, which pick three of your favorites?
We know Gulch. Gulch is a fan favorite.
Yeah. Battle Creek I liked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Blood Gulch was probably my favorite.
Right.
Okay.
I'm thinking of one that I don't think was in Halo 1. It was a huge open one that had the valley down in the middle of it, in the very middle of the map, and then everything else wrapped around this one big like arena.
Yeah, that's center floor. That's Hang'em High.
Hang'em High. That is one, right? Yep. That was one of my favorites, too.
Because back in the day, the noobs would get stuck in that little valley because they wouldn't jump.
Yeah. Well, there was something down there, right?
There was
like a rocket launcher or something that everybody wanted.
Are you sure you're talking about Hang'em High with the tombstones?
Remember, because it had the little section in the middle.
Okay.
Two bridges.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Big open area and tombstones everywhere.
Yeah, you had to get up high with the pistol or you were done.
Yeah. Right. I like that one a lot. You had the death bridge.
You know, as soon as you went up that ramp, it was the death ramp because somebody was going to rocket you there if you were playing rockets.
My problem with Hang'em High is I have a bad memory about Hang'em High is me, John, my friend Slade, and who else played with us, John? Double.
It was Hunchuck.
Did Hunchuck play? We paid for a tournament.
No, it wasn't Hunchuck. It was...
Was Slade involved in that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I was there for that.
Yeah, we had fans. It was me, you, Slade, and who else?
It was his friend.
Adam?
Other UPS driver.
Was it Adam Lee?
I believe so. Yeah, it was Stud Lee.
Stud Lee. Okay, so we paid for a tournament. We get there, and...
You're dropping last names all over the place.
Sorry. I'm sorry, people.
We're still small.
Yeah. We won't bleep them, but...
That's a pretty open name there.
Sorry. Yeah, Adam. Yeah. And these kids come with custom controllers that have timers on them. We won our first couple matches. We get into
First match.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. We won our first match.
Keep them straight.
And it was a double elimination.
Yeah, God, shut up. We get in. We lose again.
Maybe you lost the first one. You won the second, and then you lost the third, I think.
Okay, so we come into the third match, and we're playing these kids who have timers on their thing, and there's apparently some type of glitch in Hang'em High that we did not know about. And if you stand on the spot where the invisible spawns,
okay,
your whole team is there. When it spawns, all four of you get it.
Really?
So they had the timers. They set the timer to the exact respawn time of the invisibility. They would all grab it, go fight us, destroy us, go back, get invisible again, the whole team.
Amazing.
And then come, I mean, we got worked.
Oh, like, yeah.
I've never been worked so bad in my life.
And that's a big map. So
and
you,
I was so
you
mad.
Especially 4-on-4 in that map.
Oh,
you gotta,
man.
If
it
you
was
don't
bad.
See him, you're dead.
Yeah. So that's why I kind of have a bittersweet taste.
I can see that.
It is a great map. John, do you have 7 you can give us, or do you want to just give us your favorites that you want to see? Double.
I mean, pretty much all the same as you guys. Battle Creek, Sidewinder, Prisoner. I don't know if you guys mentioned that one.
Yeah. Prisoner for sure.
Hang'em High. Chill Out was good. Blood Gulch. Wizard was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Longest as well.
Oh, man, Longest.
Which was the one... I'm sorry, go ahead, John. You can finish.
I was just going to say, they're all really good.
It's
hard to pick a favorite.
Which map, and I don't know which one this was from, but I really liked the one that... had the teleporters on each side, or not teleporters, the big jets that if you jump up to them, it would like shoot you to the very top of the map. It was open like a circle in the middle, and on each side there were these airstreams that you would shoot you up to the top.
There was no airstreams.
Someone would get a sniper and just sit and just pick everyone off who was doing that.
I think
it was like 3 levels.
Never mind.
Was that the Blood Gulch remake in Halo 2?
Are you thinking of Valhalla?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
It looks like Blood Gulch,
two.
But it shoots you to the middle, and
No, not that one. It's indoor. It's indoor, and it's all like purplish and blue.
It's like a it's like just a big circle, right?
A circle in the middle, and then there's
That's a Halo
3 levels
all
around.
Oh, you're talking about
Halo 3 map, and it was also a Halo 2 map they remade. It was like the alien ship.
Yes. That's the one.
And it was like ramps that went up, and then they were second
right.
floor.
And they had the pits.
Yep.
If you fall down in the pits on each side, you died.
I don't think you're making up your own map now. I don't know. I thought I was following you, but now I'm not.
Yeah, I lost. That.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
The shotguns were down near the pits.
Pits.
Big bumps, huh?
Man.
Wow.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry. I can't
Never
think
mind.
Of it. Sorry.
All right.
I can picture the ship with the lifts and everything.
And the place that you win with the flag, if it was capture the flag, was down near the pits. You had to jump down.
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Way off.
All right, John.
I cannot
think of
it. No? Oh.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Sweet. That was a Call of Duty, right?
Modern Warfare. So, man, we've geeked out over this.
Yeah, we've spent our hour.
John, what was your favorite thing to do in Halo besides snipe? Double.
Me or Myers?
You.
Or John Lee.
You. Oh, man. I was
running with the flag.
Running with the flag. That's amazing. I would not expect you to say that.
My favorite was that one. It was It was actually Beaver Creek. It was Battle Creek. I mean,
Beaver Creek.
But no, their internal name was Beaver Creek, and it's going to be Beaver Creek in this new one. But it was standing there waiting for people to come, basically trying to sneak through the portals, just standing there with a shotgun. Pow! As soon as they came through,
that was
amazing.
A good one. Cody, do you have a good memory?
I used to never be allowed to drive. I think the thing I enjoyed the most was
there's
capture the
flag. Reason.
I know.
There's a reason for that.
I know. Anytime we had Halo parties, it was like,
Cody, get the flag.
Okay,
I'll drive you.
I'll drive you. Get in. Get the flag and come
just
right back.
Just sit there.
Yeah. And that was pretty much across the board with anyone I was playing with. You're not driving. Get the flag and get back in the car.
Oh, man.
So I enjoyed doing that. I enjoyed, like, sneaking around the corner and trying to get out alive.
Yeah, the sneaking is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have two. I absolutely love driving. I love driving the original Warthog. I love that it didn't blow up, and you could fishtail it if someone shot a rocket,
mm-hmm.
have it hit passenger side, and you're still
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Because you really only died if it hit you. So I love driving, and I loved being invisible. I loved grabbing a shotgun, being invisible, and just crouching.
Yeah.
Just waiting. Oh, man, so much good game time. Oh, I love teabagging.
Oh, and we're out.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
sounds like
yeah,
we've
we can
spent
wrap
our
this
hour.
Up. I'm very, okay, so you're buying it.
I'm buying it, unfortunately.
Any special edition?
I didn't buy the special edition last time, and my special edition Halo 3.
The helmet?
No, I didn't know the one metal box.
Two.
I don't think it ever popped in the second disc.
Two was metal.
Yeah, I didn't. I just didn't. I was
you
too busy
didn't?
Playing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cody, you buying it? No, you need a 360.
No 360.
Yeah.
I'll be playing it at all of your houses.
There you go.
Whenever you invite me over.
That's all I like to hear. Speaking of, okay, so yes, I'm buying it. I probably will buy any type of special edition for this one because it's a 10-year.
Yeah.
I will. I promise you.
Maybe if they include the old maps and the old physics on multiplayer, I'll pick it up. But
it might be a
do
downloadable
that.
Content.
They're not going to do it.
The problem is, if it was Bungie doing it,
they might have.
I think Bungie would have done it for the nostalgic part of it.
But they washed their hands of it and said, we're
well,
moving on to our next
that's
product.
Microsoft's fault.
Yep. Another. They're saying they're going quiet until they're done with their next thing.
Good for them. I love Bungie. So. Speaking of 360, I brought this up in the first podcast. 1UP.com finally shipped me my limited edition Green Lantern Xbox 360.
Nice.
It literally came in the day after we did the podcast.
Yeah, it did.
So here's my problem with it that I was not told.
Okay.
It's an arcade system, which means technically it does not have a hard drive in it.
Right.
It comes with the 4 GB flash whatever.
Wait, so it's not a slim?
It's a slim, but it's considered an arcade system still.
Okay.
So, which means in Halo Reach, I could not play co-op with anybody or firefight.
Wow.
Because it uses the hard drive as a server when
okay.
you're playing with other friends. So, I didn't have a hard drive.
Hmm.
That's Bungie's excuse.
Right.
So, I broke open my old 360.
Mm-hmm.
I took the 120 off the top.
Yeah.
Cracked it out. Opened the bottom of... Because it has a slot for the hard drives to slide in.
It does?
I cracked out the hard drive, stuck the 120 in, closed it. Perfect.
Wait, it works?
It works perfectly.
I didn't think it was a SATA.
It
the
is.
One I have is tiny. It's like
true
a, the 250 gig is tiny in there.
That's the same size that it is in for the
you
slim.
You sure it's an Elite? I mean, it's the Slim and not an Elite?
I have it right next to the other one.
Hmm.
Unless there's another one.
No,
but,
it's just a Slim. The button, it's like
friend
a,
of the
it's
show,
a touch button, right?
Yeah,
like,
Andy sent me the video and said, this guy did this.
Interesting.
Try it. So I wasn't going to do it because he sent it to me before I knew about this whole non-hard drive thing.
Right.
So I was like, I cannot not play Halo, co-op and firefight. So I did it. I slipped my fingers. I got two cuts breaking open that old case.
Right.
I didn't have like the star.
You should let me know. I have all those tools.
Anyway, so I broke. It was late. It was like 3 a.m. I was so mad.
Yeah.
Reading the forums like I'm doing this. I broke it open, ripped out the hard drive, and just kind of dropped it in on the port.
Yeah.
Pushed it. It's like wobbling.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
But it fit perfectly. I got my 120 on there now.
Interesting.
Everything works fine.
Why don't you just go to Amazon and order one? You could have one the next day.
Because I have one. I just put it in on my dead 360.
I guess.
It worked perfectly. Hey, I felt like a hacker. Give me that.
All right.
I don't do stuff like
hacking now.
Yeah, that's
Make.com.
Doing stuff with my hands.
He plugged in a hard drive and he feels like a hacker.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got my Green Lantern. Star Wars edition still pre-ordered though. So when that comes.
That one will come with a hard drive.
Yes, it will.
Hey, let's thank the guys for the emails.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Wait. John, we got a couple emails
this week. Did John
hang
up? John's still there. John, thank you for calling, bro.
Yeah, no
problem. It's fun to talk Halo with you because we destroyed everybody in this room.
Yes, you did. And you probably still would.
We still will.
Stink.
We get on the podcast and still destroy them.
Oh, man. We could play while we're podcasting and still beat them.
That'd be really good radio. So, dang it. All right.
Yeah, bro. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, later.
Catch you,
later. John.
We got some emails to read.
We do.
We got two.
We have two.
Two emails.
Troy emailed us back. He said, thanks for the shout out on the show.
Troy.
When do you guys stream? I looked on the site, but I couldn't find it anywhere. I'd be happy to try to call in sometime. Well, honestly, because of our schedules, we aren't actually on a very strict schedule. So the best thing to do is follow us all on Twitter.
Right.
Or you can follow... Oh, I didn't even tweet on the show Twitter.
Yeah,
we have
a show Twitter.
Well, you can follow the show Twitter, and it probably will not be updated all that often because we're a bunch of slackers. But it's twitter.com/thenerdiverse... No, nope.
You're
I'm all confused.
At Nerdiverse the Nerdiverse show.
At... No, it's not even the. It's at
Nerdiverse show.
Nerdiverse show.
At Nerdiverse show.
Yeah.
Solid.
And
if you want to follow each of us, we all tweet it before we go on as well. Mine
right.
is at Cody Whitaker.
And I'm at Chon_Lee.
I'm at Rogue, R0GUE. Do it.
So that's the best way to find us and find out when we're streaming live. And if you want to listen to us live, it's thenerdiverse.com/live. And that's what
we got. If you get in there early, we got a pre-show.
We had a little pre-show
today. Some music. Some dancing.
Today there was a little bit of Drake followed by some Tron music.
Tron remixed.
Yeah. So check it out. Get in the game. You can listen early and just wait for us to start.
One more
blabbing.
Thing about Troy is Troy gave us our first book for our book club, Ender's Game, and I'm halfway through it.
I'm done with it.
Sean finished
I'm
it.
Still waiting on
Cody,
mine to get to me in the mail.
I'm going
to
let Cody borrow mine.
Really?
Mail.
Yeah. You didn't Amazon Prime it?
No. I ordered it.
oh, this is good. I love this.
I don't want to talk about it.
Go ahead. What'd you say? What'd I do?
So I've never done this before, but I heard it was cool. So I got the card. I've had a card for the local library.
Yeah.
They ship it to your house.
Right.
Well, it's supposed to take no more than 3 days if it's in stock. I found it online. They said they had two in stock, and I've waited for, what has it been, like seven days?
Yeah.
And it's still not at my house.
Wow.
I don't know what the deal is, but...
I'm not laughing at the library, by the way. I love the library, I think. It's been years. But I used to love the library.
The library is great.
Yeah. So anyway. Okay, we're thanking Troy. Troy,
yeah,
thank you.
Thank
the book
you,
is so far. I'm halfway done. It is great.
It is great so far. We'll talk about it when we come up to that show. Also, we have an email from Bert. Bert says in his subject, I listened. And in the, in the email, it says... To show two. What do I win? Bert, you win a shout out on the show.
Oh, Bert.
What up, Bert?
Sent from his iPhone for whatever that's worth.
Bert, thank you for emailing us. You are an honorary Nerdiverse member now.
Thanks for listening, Bert. This next song is for you.
See ya.
We're out.
All right, take it easy.
Fiddle Diddle Live. Wake up, wake up.